SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, pro-Palestinian protesters urged by police and the New South Wales Premier not to rally this weekend. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says the Iranian ambassador should be expelled. And in sport, another win for Aussie coach Ange Postecoglou and his Tottenham side. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. Police chiefs have issued a rare joint call ahead of pro-Palestine rallies planned over the weekend, warning that inciting violence on race or religious grounds is illegal, including through the public display of prohibited symbols. Rally organisers of the typically peaceful protests have resisted political pressure and court action to cancel events this weekend, dismissing suggestions their gathering would be provocative or insensitive towards the Jewish community. Monday marks the first anniversary of the October 7 attack on Israel by Hamas and the start of an Israeli assault on Gaza that has all but leveled the homes of 2.1 million Gazans. Organizers say the events would be vigils to remember the tens of thousands of Gazans killed in the past year. But New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says he's convinced it's an offensive gesture considering the roughly 1,200 Israelis killed by militants 1 year ago.
We remain, and I remain of the view, that it's hugely insensitive at best to hold a planned vigil or rally on that day, the 7th of October. Now, New South Wales police will be on site in massive numbers. There'll be an overwhelming police response on both Sunday and Monday in particular. And if, as we fear, the vigil becomes some kind of protest or march through the streets of Sydney, then police will be there to meet people who commit those acts.
And the coalition have called for the Iranian ambassador to be expelled from Australia over a post praising Hezbollah's leader after he was killed in an Israeli airstrike. In a post on X on September 29th, Ambassador Ahmad Sadeghi said Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was a great personality and exceptional leader. The government have condemned the comments by Mr. Sadeghi but says they will not remove him from the country. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says that's not good enough.
Do I think the Iranian ambassador should be expelled from our country? Should he be persona non grata? Absolutely he should. It's not his first time. And he's been warned by the government before. The Prime Minister has to start showing some strength of leadership and some character here in standing up for our values and what's right.
Meanwhile, safety advocates say more medically supervised injecting centres are needed across Australia to help prevent drug overdose deaths. Alcohol and Drug Foundation Chief Executive Erin Layla says action is overdue and urgently required as dangerous synthetic opioids continue to be detected. Dr. Layla says governments must provide better access to opioid overdose reversal drug naloxone and increase public drug checking services and overdose prevention services. Her calls come after Victoria recorded 547 fatal overdoses in 2023, according to an annual report released on Thursday by the Coroner's Court. About three-quarters of these overdose deaths occurred in metropolitan Melbourne. And in the United States, the union representing 45,000 striking dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports has reached a deal to suspend a three-day strike until January 15th in the new year to provide time to negotiate a new contract. Workers from the International Longshoremen Association are to resume working immediately, averting disruptions to international trade. The temporary end to the strike came after the union and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents ports and shipping companies, reached a tentative agreement on wages. A person briefed on the agreement says the port sweetened their wage offer from about 50% over 6 years to 62%. However, the agreement is tentative and any wage increase would have to be approved by union members as part of the ratification of a final contract. And in football, Australian coach Ange Postecoglou is 2 wins from 2 games in the Europa League this season. His Tottenham Hotspur side has defeated Hungarian team Ferencváros 2-1 in Budapest. Postecoglou shuffled his starting lineup for the game, making 7 changes from the lineup that beat Manchester United in domestic play last weekend, including starting 4 teenagers. Midfielder Pap Matasar scored the game's first goal in the 23rd minute, and substitute Brennan Johnson doubled the lead with a goal in the 86th minute. That makes for the 5th game in a row that Tottenham have won in all competitions, with Johnson scoring in all 5 matches. I'm Sam Dover, and that is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.